Monday, 27th week, ordinary time 2. First reading from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another, but there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preach to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now, I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came to a revelation of Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, so he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of the 3, in your opinion, were neighbor to the robber victim? he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the true gospel. People used to be confused between the true and the fake one. To avoid confusion, people need to learn, and many times they must pay a dearly price to their experience to be able to differentiate between the true and the fake ones. Today's readings help us to recognize confused people and the way they were taught to recognize the truth. In the first reading, the Galatians confused between the gospel which Paul preached to them with the gospel which other people did. Saint Paul helped them to see the true gospel. In the gospel, though the scribe knew what to do to attain the eternal life, he didn't know whom he should help. Jesus gave him a story with three different characters to help him to recognize who is his neighbor. Second analysis. The first reading. There is only one true gospel. The main point in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians is that God bestows his salvation for people free of charge. People are not able to do anything to reach the salvation. The only thing people can do is to completely put themselves under God's mercy to their expression of faith. The important thing is not on what people did, but on what God had done to them. Third point, there is only one true gospel revealed to Christ. After St. Paul came to preach the gospel and form the Galatian community, there were some people who came after him and preached to them a gospel according to Jewish tradition. They said that if people want to be saved, they must be circumcised and keep all the laws as the Jews. According to them, people can have merit before God by carefully keeping of the law. St. Paul was startled when he found out such faith in his community. So he wrote to them in these strong words, "I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another, but there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ." Second point, confusion and jealousy are the causes for inventing another gospel. St. Paul's opponents accused him of preaching another gospel. They said that the reason why he preached a gospel without based on the law is to curry favor with human beings, because people have a tendency not to be confined by the law. He protested that if the keeping of the law were enough for people to attain salvation, then Jesus' incarnation, death, and passion is unnecessary, and his preaching of the gospel is useless. But Christ indeed died to redeem people's sin. This so that the law is not enough for the people to attain salvation. He also protested that their accusation of him should curry favor with the Galatians is without reason. Am I now currying favor with human being or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. He wanted to say that he bore Christ's marks on his body as a slave who bore his master's name. And he only wanted to be loyal and to please only Christ. The third point. The true gospel is revealed by Christ. Saint Paul repeated many times that, though he does not belong to the 12, he was directly sent by the resurrected Christ to the Gentiles. And his gospel was not handed to him by any human beings, but was revealed to him by Christ. He confirmed, as we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Second, the gospel. Who is my neighbors? Third point. What must I do to inherit the eternal life? This is a very important and practical question in our life, and the questioner is a scribe. Though he already knew the answer, but he still tried to test Jesus. Instead of giving him the answer, Jesus asked him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with your entire mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." This answer is gotten by putting together the Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and the Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18. Later, Jesus abbreviated this answer by saying, "Love God and people." Second point, who is my neighbor? Although the distance between Jerusalem and Jericho is only about 20 miles, but the altitude between two cities is about 3,600 feet. This is a very dangerous road because it narrow way and many rocky caves and bushes, hidden places for robbers. Not many people dare to travel alone on this road. The beaten one might be a Jew because he traveled down from Jerusalem. Jesus listed out three kinds of people and their different reactions when they saw him. First, a priest. He must be a Jew. The reason why he avoided the beaten might be because he is afraid to be unclean in 7 days if he touches him and cannot serve in the temple. See Numbers chapter 19 verse 11. He regarded his servant in the temple above his compassion for the needy. He passed by on the opposite side. Second, a Levite. He must also be a Jew. Levite's duty is to serve in the holy place. Like a priest, he might fear that he will become unclean if he touches the half-dead. So he passed by on the opposite side. Third, the Samaritans are the Jews' enemy. They do not want to share anything in common. When he saw the half-dead, he did not care if he is a Jew or not. He had a human compassion between a man and one in need. He approached the victim, poured the oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Third point, Jesus' question. Which of the 3, in your opinion, were neighbor to the robber victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Then Jesus told him, "Go and do the same." Application in life. We must study to differentiate between the true and the fake ones. If not, we shall easily be confused and deceived. Love God and love others are the way to reach the eternal life. We should not love God and others by words only, but must be expressed in our worship of God and do good deeds for others. Amen.